Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful and pleasant tune, Sam Cooke. I give thanks for all the blessings we have today, because surely, regardless of what people are doing, destroying civilization, we have the blessings still in place. We just need to fix our problems. All right? Well, I'm doing my share. I'm reminding people of what history has to say. And I know it is hard for many of us to change course, because the human mind is as such that, you know, it's just like you get hungry, you feel weak, you need food, and until you get food, you can't do much of anything, right? And that's the problem. When our minds are worn out and we don't have the power, the energy in ourselves to operate the way we are to think and the way we are to behave. So it's not a nice thing when we fall victim of some circumstance that robs us of the energy that we are to have. Or sometimes it's not the energy we don't have, but it's that we are careless. We are careless, and we allow other people to program foolishness in our minds that weaken us psychologically. We can't make distinction between wrong and right. You know, we cannot assert ourselves into the way we perceive we should live. And even if you perceive it, you don't have the power in your mind to direct you to think and to act. That's not a nice thing when we get into that type of a situation. So I am doing my share of talking, because it's talking causes a lot of changes. A lot of changes. Now, we're having like what you call AD Anadamani government disaster. It is a disaster that black people could avoid for the sodomites. Democracy was created by sodomites, white people sodomites. And when I single out white people sodomites, it's not that I think that any other people are sodomites. And those who are not whites and find themselves committing sodomy, that's what they are doing, committing sodomy, because they were not born or created a species that is sodomites. You see what I mean? So if you're victimized by other people, it's really not creation fault. It is the fault that people get into that messes up their blood and cause them to go astray. Well, that's bad. I can only tell you that I grew up in church, grew up an idiot, and it's about when I'm 50 years of age or more that I begin to get an inspiration to read and to understand what I'm reading and to lay fast on what I understand to be true. And that's what I'm doing today. And anybody else want to get on the frequency, the civilized frequency of how to live your life? Well, that's what I talk about. Now, I want to talk to you about the ugly situation that we are enduring right now today, and how we need a lot of help right now. And the help that we need, it's really in the context of what I'm doing. I'm talking issues that has changed my ignorant way of thinking and behaving into thinking what is coherent, logical, and sober. That's where my mind is, and I communicate these historic facts that I have learned so that other folks who, you know, are in the same situation I was in for like a half a century of my life, you too can also be enlightened and begin to make some psychological steps towards the way or the style of life by which you think and direct your behavior is something that we can do for ourselves. But if we fail to do that, life is going to deal harshly with us, because life don't treat you well when you walk into its territory and go there wrong. When you walk into their territory and you weren't doing anything to correct your doing, you're not looking experienced to correct yourself, life is going to treat you very harshly because, God, what? You're unwise. You are unwise. That's right. If you're walking into dark places, you walk carefully and make sure, carry a little light with you. So at least you can see, you know, where you're going. You're listening to the cosmic philosopher, I'm Tim Aldred, and the author of the book, Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies. I know a lot of people don't have no concern about what I'm talking about. But I tell you what, if you don't begin to learn what the world is like and who white people are, because you really need to know who white people are. No matter how you see some white people act nice, they're kind, and so forth and so on. But how did they come to America? How did they come to America? What for? Yes, they're kind and good. But how did they come to America? So, you know, I'm not saying that the people who find themselves to be good people, they're white. But, you know, they know what their culture is. It's a sodomite culture they come out from. And although they may be an exception to the rule, they are still connected to their culture. They can't get rid of that. It's your blood. So what I'm trying to say here is this. We have to deal with that or have an attitude with a distinction. Because black people don't have any right to shelter white people at all. But if you see white people who know that they are good people, they are not into the criminality and the sodomite life of their peers, I wouldn't treat them like they are those ugly, nasty peers of their culture. No, I definitely don't subscribe to that. You know, if people are good, people are good, and that's where I leave it. But if you belong to the perversion and the reconstruction that they have as a philosophy, reconstruction, kingdom, dominion, reconstruction, reconstructionist teaching, which is Christianity, that allows them to kill and steal everything from the black people. No, I mean, people like those, there's no love for them. No love. Why would you love those kind of a creatures? I mean, you know, people can, you know, have pets and treat those pets good. But look, if your pet is one that will bite you every now and then, why it is your pet? You know, or if your pet bit you one day willfully, why do you have that as a pet? You see what I mean? And that's what about the white people. There's nothing good that I have to say about white culture. In that sense, I don't single out the white people that are good, okay? That I don't know anything that they do or think that is hostile to civilization. Well, those people I accept. I accept them because they're not doing anything wrong upon God's green earth. So my position is this, that black people must understand that white people culture is not your culture. They have caused all the perils in the African people's life. And since they come to America, the amount of black people who they have killed by who they call their policemen. And at least black people can hold their linguistic position, you know, make their knowledge of their existence be their defense That's what we are given to have as a defense. You see? And we did not go where they are and do them any kind of evil. We never carry on no colonialism, no imperialism, colonialism. We don't do that to nobody at all. If we do it, it must be to ourselves. And I heard about some of that in Africa. We are the idiots, them over there. I mean, and of course, I wouldn't imagine that it happened before these sodomite white people go there with Muslims and begin to teach them about Allah and all that. Black people were good people. As far as I know, the history points, we don't come from anywhere that is uncivilized and we act like animals in the wild. We are always tame people, kind and loving. That when these sodomites came to our territory, we never sell them a square of land. We don't sell them anything. No, they sell everything. Now, so what they're using to do that? They're using a makeup calendar that they fashion. You see? And they didn't start out on their own. They learned civility from the Africans. You see, they even become like followers of polytheism. They worship the gods. The gods, our gods. They worship our gods, but not anymore. See, that's why we are on offset. You know, we are not uncivilized frequency at all. You see, once you talk about church and you respect church, you regard Adam and Eve in a garden, and those are not civilized things written down. And if you were not in the church where they turn your mind unnatural, you would realize. You see, if you already read the Bible before you start believing church thinking, today, you would be free. Because when you read, you would understand what you read. When you read Bible now, and you all you do is believe it and praise the Lord. And that is what is causing the problem in the world. Sodomites create the church. And you might not think so because you only see the Bible as the word of God. The Bible is not any word of God whatsoever. And you must know these robbers that come. And now, over 400 years, everybody become, as it were, one. You think so? No. 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 Never. Never. All right. So, look. I have something to say here, which is a feature of the show. So, you are listening to Tim Ozred, cosmic philosopher, author of the book Bamboozled. And here, I'm going to tell you this. About these white people. Right? And it may sound like I hate white people. It's a contextual thing. I do hate some white people, of course. I have reason to. They give us and I reason to hate them.
If a dog bit you, you know, come on your own property and hit you. You know, you would have right to kill that dog. Yeah, if you can. You have right to kill him. Or chase it off your property. Not welcome here. Yeah. But the thing is, when you have a human-like creature, even if they are not fully civil, they, you know, show you hatred and slaughter your loved ones. Why should you love them? If you love people who do those things and sympathize with them, it means that you haven't read your history and who you are and who they are. If you love them, you don't have any right to love people who do you wrong to your face. the Bible tells us, love your neighbor, you know, and forgive your neighbor. I mean, what Summer Thomas, 365, you know, day for the year, you know, forgiveness. Forgive them. Bless them that curse you and hate you. Really? Why should you? You do not do that. Doesn't make any sense. Because somebody who is doing harm to you and perpetuate this harm, they does not just, you know, by error that they harm you. Talking about they do it willfully. More than once. More than twice. More than thrice. And you are to love them. Forgive them. For what? No. They need to go 6 foot under. Right? They need to be, I mean, totally taken off the planet Earth. You see? And that's what we have in the church. People, we gone and think that we have a savior in church. And history is telling us something completely different. It's a bad situation. And the only thing we should do in this situation is read our history and know who we are and stop supporting these sodomites who say they are leader of the free world. First, these white people who say they are having a government in America, in Palestine, in Australia, in New Zealand, and every place African people live orderly society, they go there and they take it all under their colonialism. They kill. You don't bless them. You curse them because they don't have any soul to save anybody to go to heaven, because they are the ones that preach those kind of a nonsense. Okay? If you're afraid of them, you're afraid of them because something is wrong. I'm not afraid of them. And as far as I'm concerned, whereas I know what they do, they like to burn down. If you have a business as a black person, they want to burn it down. Burn down the city. Burn down your house. So some of these white people are good. And see, most of what come over into the capital, their capital, it seems to me are more white people. You see, they call them... they have a flag, nationalist flag and stuff like that. Remember, our ancestors have mingled with these people, caused us to have this kind of a problem today. Black ancestors did that, right? And these people get to write the Bible and change up what happened and write Caucasoid. Caucasoid comic stories. You see? Fairy tale about the Tower of Babel, where God came down. Imagine all these lies that these sodomites are telling, and we are believing it. Grow up believing it. God came down from heaven. There are a few times in the Bible that they tell you, I mean, like, in a natural way, that God came down physically on earth and do things with mankind. Lies! We believe those things. It's time for us to understand that we are in a bad situation, and all we can do is read and know the knowledge and pray and give thanks to your Creator that you are taught about in the real history, Sumerian history, Okay? The Bible is not a history book at all. Even if you wanted to take instruction from the Bible, but it is not certified. Adam and Eve cannot be seen through the, say, monolith and other structures that God created at the point they were being created for world population. You know? You can't find anything in the Bible as a historic record for none of it. So they tell you to believe it, to have faith in what you believe. And it's nothing that has a record anywhere. Read the history of the African people and you will find places there for you to search and see if you find them. Of course you will. I know you do it. You will. All right? So let me go on and tell you about this realism that has to do with these Caucasi. They are in history, and this history comes from a document that they have written. Official document. It's not, you know, if you want to talk about certification, they are the eyewitness to this writing. They talk about God. God has no eyewitness at all. Jesus has no eyewitness at all. And no Satan have any eyewitness thrown down from heaven. Right? Stuff like those in the Bible. You can't find no eyewitness to it. But the document that I'm going to read to you, these folks have a name and it has a place. It has their purpose and everything. Sodomite John Winthrop, governor of Massachusetts, Bay. He was governor of Massachusetts Bay. A thief! Thief! Thief blacks nationhood. And why? Why did he steal it? Yeah. Got to be a sodomite. Because a Chinese wouldn't. An Indian wouldn't. So what I'm trying to tell you, you can't get carried away by a few people that are white and you know that they are okay. You have to put them into a different class. But you have the big civilization of them there who are, you know, the tyrant-like. They're killers. And the reason why they're ready to come and kill like five people over that place over there, and they don't care about killing their own people, lynch them every day, as it were. That's what they, Trump want to do with America's land. Okay? That's what they want to do. And here, black people are there talking and shouldering, you know, the burden of making things, you know, come back to normative. What normative? When Trump came to presidency, was America normal then? It wasn't normal because you have the presidency. The presidency is not a civilized thing. They hear 400 years and no black people say anything about the calendar that they are using. The calendar that they are using, AD and Adamani, has absolutely no kingship merit whatsoever, no value. And that is what the codes of kings over time, that's it's relevant with kingship, because kingship is what creates kings. Okay? And here we are with these sodomites. With strange government democracy, right? Democracy and two-party system like Republican and Democrats. Those are not civilized things. And black people who join it are dumb. Don't know your history. You're into Bible, you're into Jesus, and you think there's no God like the God in the Bible. That God does not exist. Not in civilized record. None whatsoever. So you might think, say, well, then, okay, when I take away your God, what I give you? You have an imaginary God. He's a spirit. You ever see him? No? When you're going to see him? After you're dead, right? Well, history don't tell us that's the way the world is. History don't tell us that, right? And these guys are ruling us. And we are content with it. Like, we can't run our own government. We need these white sodomites to run it for us. And although you see, they take away every civilized establishment that was first established for us by our Creator God. All these things are out there that they create for us to see today. Because here is succinctly, they came to Earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. Now, you know, my friends, you get up every day and you do things and, you know, the day done and night comes and you go to sleep and you wake up again tomorrow morning. My friends, who is causing you to live? It's not these sodomites. It's not A.D. Anadamani. It is polytheism that created civility. The Elohims and these white people turned black people against the truth of our own history and our own origin. Where Africa is over there waiting for you to come and see it. Behaving like we are the premium and summit people. Far from it. Far from it. They turn us into materialistic thinking people. That's all we are right now. Okay? And you don't know what belongs to you because you think it's when you were odd for these A.D. Anadamani subjects here and, you know, them scrape out all it is and everything away from you. And you have a little bit, that you think that's yours. Oh, you know, that's not what the history tells us. Now, so I'm going to tell you what this criminal, Dan Weintraub, you know, to Trump, this is a savior. This is a great guy. Okay? And when they have holidays for these guys, black people celebrate them too. Why do you celebrate it? Because you're an idiot. You see, people like Weintraub, these guys are sodomites like the king of the Congo, Leopold. Okay? They call him king, dress up like king. And you look at how many African he killed, about some 10 million Africans. And the guy is right out. He has his sweetheart, a man, okay, a male, a sodomite. And he kill off so much African over there. And they call him a king. He go down in his street, dead and gone. No, he's king of the Congo. Fool up a lot of black people and brainwash their properties away from them. This is the state that black people are in. And if you don't understand that, we need to do something. All of the things that black people do is talk nonsense. Talk nonsense. It looks like they're making sense, but we never get anywhere or get out of the problem that we are in. So that means you never hear them talk about the calendar. You never hear them complain about A.D. Anadamani. And that's what they are ruled by. And no matter how educated they are, they feel good about it. So we will never get out of captivity. Okay? and a whole host of us is going to become, before our civilization die out, a whole lot of our people are going to like begin to give their ass for sex. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. What I'm telling you is the fact. And you go and find something else and tell me, right? So that I can know I am wrong. All right, let's come to this guy who is in the spotlight, prime time on Tim Aldred, Block Talk Network, if they are going to allow my message to go out, because they are having a hard time to cope with African truth be discussed. And if they're here as criminals and we are complaining about it, why are they gripe and don't want to silence? You've gone too far into our life. Because you want to come here and kill us and do everything, and we cannot talk against that. You are sucking too much ass. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. You can't come here and do this kind of stuff and say we can't talk about it. And we mustn't talk about our origin and all that. Come on. You have our money in your pocket and everything like that. And we don't have anything. So that gives you the right to tell us anything you want to tell us. Doesn't matter how much of our wealth you have. You need to be told the truth. Okay? And you're going to hear it no matter what you do. You can't get away from that. We still have our gods up there. They're not against all of us. It's a lot of us who just won't pay attention and live the right way. Gone into church instead of reading their policies in existence. That's what the world is the book say we ought to do. Because important religious development characterized the new urban civilization in the River Valley. All of them established religion to teach people the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. That's what they are for. They bring it right along from hundreds of thousands of years right now to let us know who the gods are. That the calendar was first originated to honor a god. There was nobody else on planet Earth to do anything for civilized people, saving the gods. He Sodomites is telling us something different. A god in a garden of Eden. You see, that's what these honest fuckers telling the black people to do and to believe. And they have a brain that just don't is not the thing you have to, you know, entertain Sodomite people. Remember what the Sodomite says in their own Bible. What they attempted to do, true or false, is in their Bible. They have a reason why they write it. Genesis 19. The two men that went into Lot's house, and here come the neighborhood Sodomites want to take turns to fuck their ass. Okay? Basically, that's what they wrote in the Bible. You know, I can expand on it in a relevant way. I'm not, you know, like want to like go overboard with anything. But if they come out there in the Bible and say that, I can talk about it, right? And if I go out of order, then you are able to like determine that. But I do have a right to talk about it. These Sodomites that we are talking about right now, in their Bible, King James Bible, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they wrote. That the neighborhood came down to Lot, who is supposed to be a civilized man and not into sodomy. And these Sodomites in the neighborhood saw two men going in his house, as you say, always looking out and scouting for some fresh honors. So that they saw when two gods went into Lot's house. Imagine that. Do you ever think about that? That this story must be something they wrote. Right? Because where these people were saw two men going into Lot's house. And while Lot were living among Sodomites. Why? That don't make no sense. In the Bible, it shows you how much the value of their Bible and why you believe in it, why Adam and Eve could be true and the curse of God not true. There's problem in the Bible about the curse. Nothing, no, it never happened. If you're reading the Bible good, it never happened, right? Just like how Jesus never appeared and to be any king. So they write nonsense and tell you Jesus hide and never became king. These people don't have the sense because they are dog fuckers. They are not civilized people. I tell you, they are not in the world history textbook. I told you that, right? And you don't have to believe me. Read it and find out for yourself. Right. So I'm saying to you that this guy, Winthrop, he was governor of Massachusetts, right? So he's not just one of them. He's an outstanding person, right? Elohim Sovereign Kingship Government is whole. WHOLE. Is whole, whole jurisdiction of civilization. Kingship. The sovereign government, the sovereign kingship government is whole jurisdiction of civilization. That's a joke. It's ultimate stuff I'm talking to you. And if you don't pay attention to it, I'll tell you what, you're into the church, you know, dogmas. Dogmas. Yeah. You know what I mean? Uncivilized stuff. If you think church is civilized, you are making a historic mistake. You have to read your own history. And that's a Bible that is not even certified, not even in the least academically. Academically would be the only way to certify. It is not. Okay? And you have people in seminaries going and get PhDs to study those things. My friends, we are in big, big trouble as black people. All right. So now, BC king is violation of law. 509 coup of king is violation of law. Warned to vacate all African territories immediately, warning them because the wrath is going to continue to pour down on them. They will never succeed further than where they are. They will turn around and they will find their own destiny somewhere else. What's this? Right. Yes. Denunciation for Caucasoid. Yes. So, denunciation for Caucasoid. For Caucasoid, A.D. Anadamani condemned precedents. I am saying here, what I am telling you, yes. So I am saying denunciation for Caucasoid. quite a few things here. I've got to be getting out of the way as I move along. All right. Yes. So it is denunciation for Caucasoid, A.D. Anadamani.
condemned precedents. Right? Denunciation for Caucasian AD Anna Domini denounced precedents. What is their precedent? Is the Puritans were the forerunners of today's kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching, which is exclusively Christianity. And Christianity is not just for denomination that they call Christianity. It includes Islam and Judaism based on Christianity creation. It's not just a one establishment. It's three of them. And that's the reason why Christianity rules as an organization, and two others that are Christian institutions. Hope you get that real clear. And all of them kill black people and destroy black people's civilization. All of them. So Christianity, don't let them get away with us not understanding. So now, Puritans believed that they were carrying to America true Christianity as decreed by God. You know what Bible God they're talking about? He begot a son, and God is just filth, a filthy mess. The God of the Bible is a filthy mess, because nothing that they're saying about God can be proven anywhere in a historic record. No place at all. Especially as written in the Old Testament. So now you know what the Old Testament is, something that African people must not deal with like it is a civilized book. Okay? Especially in God and praising God through the Old Testament belief of Adam and Eve and stuff like that. You're done. You're dead. You're dead. They believe too that they were on a divine mission to America, a place specially appointed by God to be the new Israel and theocratic city upon a hill. B, section B. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood found in ancient Israel. You know, it should be Palestine, but these Sodomites call Palestine or Palestine, call it Israel in 1948. Hope you're learning something if you didn't know. So, they are taking nationhood from the civilized people in Palestine. They call it Israel. Right? The governor of Massachusetts, when did he come into America? He came into America from maybe England or somewhere. What does it say? They are uncivilized. They don't know nothing. So listen what is going down here in the, they are writing on Taylor. John Winthrop, the first governor of Massachusetts Bay, assumed that he could transfer the principles of nationhood. Nationhood? They have never created a nation at all for themselves. They created culture of sodomy without structure or form of what a nationhood is. These European
sodomite, call himself Roman Republic and go about and destroying the African civilization. The guy, look at our people in Palestine and think and making up stories, because when they're talking about taking a copy of nationhood, assume that he could transfer the principles nationhood found in ancient Israel to the Massachusetts Bay Company with no need for explanation. Listen, what this dummy governor is doing to the black people in Israel. They take it for fun, for joke, to overthrow the black people and say anything they want about them, true or lie. This led the Puritans to interpret scripture in an ultimately pretentious way that gave their own state and society the exalted status of a new Israel was directly if not exclusively incorporated into the legal system of New England. They're putting civility, some civility. When you see them today look like they are civilized folks, it is because they wrongly emulate the African people, who they now relegate like they are nothing and say, we are not people, we are the property of white people. Yes, that's what is happening. All right, the Massachusetts body of legal, now getting off track, the Massachusetts body of liberty, the Massachusetts body of liberties of 1641 stated that if any man after legal conviction shall have or worship any other god but the Lord God, small god, they said too, you know, I guess they're mocking that people, he shall be put to death. Death was also crimed for witchcraft, blasphemy, murder, sodomy, homosexuality, like they are not homosexual, right? All right? They're mocking the black people, right? So they're talking all of this stuff. Murder, sodomy, homosexuality, adultery, and kidnapping. Old Testament texts were copied directly into the New England law books. The most notorious cases of major miscarriage of justice in New England were the Salem witchcraft executions. See the Search for Christian America, PP 34 through 35.
And my friends, that's what I have to tell you. And just want for you to pay some attention to what I have read here, because it is very vital that you understand it. These people have been coming along from 509 BC until they get down now to 63 BC. They are taking on I'm sorry. What I'm saying here is this. The irony is the white people who plan to overthrow our king in Italy. They plan it after, in post time of miscegenation with our black ancestors. That's how they became who they are today, by our ancestors. Miscegenation is wrong. Read it in the book of Deuteronomy, where it carry a message about that, as to what really caused black people to fall out of line with our gods, and how we get to now go after strange creative god of the Sodomites. And what I'm trying to show you, the evidence, in case you probably didn't notice, they are affirming in this document that I tell you you can find in a Google, Puritans Christian agenda, right? Or Puritan Christian agenda. You can find this document, Christian Puritan agenda, with this Weintraub report in it. In case you did not notice that these people, because I've been saying it all the time, if you look prior to 509 BC and try to see what kind of a civility they had, because they're up there like a million and a half years, long before, you know, let's say, they're there before the gods came to earth. All right? So I'm saying that, and see that they testify themselves that they got civility from the black people in where they call Israel, in Palestine. They're telling you right here. And they are doing everything to deceive the African people, because they find out that we are not knowledgeable and strong-headed to hold our own. And that's what they are doing until this day. They think that they have better sense than us. You got to understand what is happening in the world. And I'm telling you what I discovered, because remember, I didn't know myself. I read at the fourth grade level from 7 years of age till I was over 50. Well, wrong with that one. Correction. Until I was like age 27 then. From age till I went into adult school at age 27. That's when I learned to read a little higher than that, to high school. Right? So I didn't know anything. So I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you what I've read. I am not making any money of what I am telling you. Because all of my interest was to write a book and tell the story, things that you are hearing now from me that you probably don't hear anybody else, that even talking into my genre, hear them talk. You know, because there are a lot of things to talk about, and clearly somebody like me gets drawn to some other things that some folks are not, you know, don't find any reason for them to talk. But there are things that are important to me because from a child, I've been into the church. And what the church has done to me, my thinking about it is going to be of interest to somebody who came out of the same experience like me, because I've come across people who said they have been thinking the same thing that I was thinking when they read my book, you know, and affirm what I'm saying. So what I'm saying to you, we are given civilization, and these people decide to break it down after they, you know, begin to, like, you know, I mean, screw our people. You know what I mean? And if you see some of our people are homosexual, they are the one who did it. They are the one who turned our people into homosexual. But you see, they can't turn all of us into sodomy. Why would they come here and why would they decide to overthrow the king, the Roman Etruscan king in Italy? Why would they decide to go that route of taking away everything, both land and everywhere else, the trove complete from the king and all science secret that they're not supposed to know? They take everything and see them playing like they are perfect people when it comes to having science and all this kind of stuff. NASA and all that, they open up and go up to Mars and stuff like that. You know, because they steal our secret. They can make and fly planes and make boats and everything like that. Where they get the intelligence from? Read and you will find out. They didn't get it from nowhere, but out of the Elohim establishment for the hybrid people. They come in and behave like they want to learn and to, you know, to be good people. They never, like, show that they were sodomites then. Don't hear nobody talk about them back then like they were sodomites back then. They hide it until they were able to start doing things on their own. And that's when they decide and say, all right, civilized world, here sodomite comes. That's it. So I am showing you the fact here, and I'm telling you where the information is of what they say themselves. I come upon a different article also that tells me for the first time that they call themselves Boeotians in a hill over in Mesopotamia. And the lagunas are something that place a hill that they have some little some little, what you call it now? I have to look for this. Let me tell you what kind of place they live up there. It's a familiar word, but, you know, it's words I have to, though I know it, I have to look it up all over. All right. But villages, that's right. That's what we used to live in, small villages coming over time until at the river valley down at about 1200 BC, we begin to move into the emergence of big civilization. All right, just about at the end of the Bronze Age, when these same sodomites, no, they were equipped to start stealing and go underground
You know, that's where the criminal vocation started, or career started. Over the period of 12 years, they learn to educate themselves and learn language and all this kind of stuff. That's why they are so equipped. Okay? So, in these villages, over in the Mesopotamian hill, I forget what the name of that hill now is, right? And maybe if I'm good enough, I probably can find it and tell you all their villages, where they, what the name of their villages are. And it's a T-U-I-T-A-N, Tuitan. L-I-V is in S-O-T in Mesopotamia. All right, Mesopotamia. All right, Mesopotamia Hills. H-I-L-L-S. All right, let's see if I'm going to find it. Mesopotamia is a historical region in Asia situated within the Tigris Euphrates River. Alternatively, military vulnerable to invasion from marginal hill tribes, or they compared the genetic signature to those of modern population. Hear that? And found similarities with the DNA of people living in today's Turkey and Iraq. Then I don't get the name of the mountain. Gothans. Okay, I think it's G-U. T-I-A-N, Gutan, live in the hills, right? And I'm trying to what is name of the I-L-L-A-G. Okay, I got it. Zagros.
Yes, Zagros, Western media, between Zagros. That's right, Zagros Hills. The Gutian dynasty. You hear what they call it? Dynasty. They don't have no dynasty. These are sodomites. You know, travel about like, what you call them, nomads. Also, Kuti and Kutians was, you can tell that these people are so uncivilized and get to creep into civilized people's lives and create terror. And then when, you know, to have their way, they kill as much as they want. Was a dynasty that came to power in Mesopotamia, circa 2199 BC, or possibly 2135 through 2055. See, them is like them don't even know. Short. After displacing the Akkadian. The black people, you know, the Akkadian Empire. It ruled for roughly one century. However, some copies of the Sumerian king list vary between 4 to 25 years. Utah, Engels, victory revived the political and economic life of South. So the Zagros Mountain, right? Their place is called the Zagros. 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 Not Zagros. No. I was right. Zagros. Zagros. Living villages up there. That's what they say. So I am, my argument is, these are the people who go from all these places, as I named them, Italy, all of Italy. Italy is a big place. And once they pushed the king out, they took over St. Peter's Basilica, that place where the Pope is today, is African territory, that takeaway, called Israel, right? And call themselves Romans. Today, they are known or leave a trail that is called Romans. And they are the ones that kill Christ in Israel, in the Bible. So they try to hide that they are the ones that house the king out of Rome. They're trying to hide from that, and nobody is facing them with that fact, right? So they don't have to give any account for that. Otherwise, when you see documentary on Rome, they don't touch that. They don't touch how they get an army or nothing like that. No, they don't. They don't touch that. See, and sometimes I see, you know, because since I start to learn and observe, I see a good documentary on Rome, and I start to listen to it and look to see if they're going to discuss when they overthrow the king, because it is in the world history textbook, never to be erased. That's where I found it, when I never heard anybody talk about it. So what I'm pointing out to you is that
if you don't get to know that these people don't, the reason why they look the way they do today, it is because of their constant devotion to become civilized people. They grudge civility. That's why. You see, they're marrying and stuff like that. See if they used to marry people in Europe before 509 BC. They don't know nothing like that. Okay? So see, now I'm giving you evidence right here of the Mesopotamia one, and you can Google the one I'm telling you about, the Zugras. If you Google the Zagros, right? Zagros, I guess the pronunciation. I'm not good at pronouncing. Words. Pronouncing words. So, yes, but it sounds better to me now. Zagros. Z-A-G-R-O-S. Zagros. Right? I'm coming along with my pronunciation. The Zagros villages over into the Mesopotamian mountain. They claim that they have several. And you hear they talk about it's a dynasty. That's the way they pile on stuff. You see? And make it look like, oh, it's official. That's why they call themselves Romans. The name of the king that they push out, overthrow. And the military. They take over the military and take over the dress code, because they are uncivilized, them don't know nothing. Them know of a thief. And now that they can read, they can do a lot of things. But them can't stop stealing. They are living on theft every day since 509. And they lay hands on the king's wealth. They're not satisfied with what they have. They want more and more and more every day until this day. You think they talk about they have the military out there to just parade? I mean, to like do just do security guard America? It's American interest. When they talk about American interest, what do you think they're talking about? And they have what you call it overseas policy and stuff like that, and tell Iran what to do, tell Jannoon what to do, and tell Saddam what to do, and Saddam don't do it, then kill him. And then they go to Libya and kill Muammar. Gaddafi. They kill him for what? It show you to what dimension these dog-ass old fucking white men do to get wealth. That's all they are about. Talk about the Bible and Jesus died for sin and stuff like that. They only emulate things that they have learned from polytheistic way of life and from the gods, and come to do what they are doing now. So I'm showing you what they have done to enhance themselves. That's all I want to show you. My friends, you take good care of yourself. And we are in trying times, and I tell you to read and know your history, because that's where your power lies, is in the knowledge of your own existence. I told you, right? And I wish you all the blessings. If you don't know, darkness is going to overtake you. And that's it. I wish you well, and take good care. Change is coming. It's right here on us right now. Say, Sam Cooke. Come. Oh, yes, it will.
It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please. But he winds up